Okay, interesting update, by the way. Incredible update, by the way. I spoke to Ramesh Zelig's wife last night, and she says, "Well, you won't believe what happened. He started talking again."
Oh.
It's a nice galu again, not giving the Abraham Lincoln address, but he can talk a little bit. The doctors are completely baffled. They have no idea what's going on. They're not sure actually if this is a good sign or a bad sign. But they did tell her that there's just when she asked them, well, what do you predict? What do you think? She said, they said, at this stage, we don't predict anything now. Nothing makes sense with him. He's defied all the statistics. Bagram, when we were with him together, almost a month ago now, right? We did not think he would still be with us now. And he spoke about his birthday, which is actually tonight. And personally, I did not believe that he'd make it. But tonight is his 75th birthday, Chof Ches Tammuz. And you remember Avraham, he said to Rav Kornfeld with half a smile on his face, "Rav Kornfeld, don't be surprised if I walk into the Groh in 3 weeks."
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what he said. So
Yeah.
listen, nothing's possible. Nothing's impossible. So he started speaking. You never know. You never know. I mean, obviously the situation is very serious, but you never know.
So if you see a level of improvement, which I guess this is, do you switch and say maybe I should daven for him to refuah, or you still stay
Don't
where
think
we
so.
are?
Yeah, I don't think so. To be honest, even the fact that he's beginning to speak, she said, even though obviously it's a positive thing, but it might actually be indicative of a deterioration. Strangely enough, it could be that the tumor has grown more, therefore it's pushing on his vocal cords and closing them, and that's why he's able to make a sound. So it's not necessarily, as it were, a positive development, but I don't think his general position, his general situation has improved, but you never know. You never know. Okay, I'm hoping to go there either today or tomorrow, Mr. Okay, so we're on the Gemara Daf Lamed Omud Beis with a non-blurred background. Says the Gemara Lamed Omud Beis, Omar Reb Chiya, we're on the fifth wide line. Omar Reb Chiya Ba'ovin, Kol, Omar Reb Halacha Reb Yeshua Ben Korach. We're trying to work out, do we pass like Reb Yeshua Ben Korach? What did Reb Yeshua Ben Korach say? As we well know now, that the two Edom do not actually need to have witnessed the same event. That was a tremendous chiddush of Reb Yeshua Ben Korcho. As long as they are saying the same thing at the end of the day, they're all saying that Reuven owes money to Shimon, and that suffices. So do we pass like that? Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Halacha Reb Yeshua Ben Korcho bein bekarkois bein bemetaltelin. Makes no difference. Ula Omar, no. Halacha Reb Yeshua Ben Korcho only bekarkois, because at least they're talking about the same karka, even though not the same event. Avaloi with metaltalin, not only are they talking about a different event, they're talking about a different coin. Because if they say that Reuven lent money to Shimon on Sunday, then Reuven lent money to Shimon on Monday, not only is that a different event, they're not actually even talking about the same coin. Halacha, if you told me that that's the halacha, then presumably that clearly means there is a machlokes in that case as well, and that's why you need to tell me what the halacha is. Ah, if Omar of Abba, Omar of Huna, Omar Rav, Moedim Chachomim Rosho Ben Korcho Beidus Karka. We have a statement in the name of Rav that actually the Chachomim never disagreed with Rav Shua Ben Korcho with regard to Karka. The Tonya of Idi Ba'avin Ben Izakin De Beikarno, Moedim Chachomim Rav Shua Ben Korcho Beidus Boir, Bchoir, Beidus Karka, Beidus Chazoka, V'chein Shebabas, Shebaben V'shebabas, as many cases. There's no machlokes. If that's the case, why are you telling me in the case of karka halacha k'Reb Yeshua ben Korcho, which seems to indicate that there is a machlokes, and we need to decide who to paskenai? There's no machlokes. Says the Gemara. Okay, gavra gavra karamis. Are you trying to pitch two amoraim against each other? There's a discussion about whether there is or isn't a machlokes. Mar sova pligi or mar sova lo pligi. So one opinion says there's no machlokes, one opinion says there is. So if there is a machlokes, therefore we need to discuss and decide who the halacha follows. Now, what does that mean? Halacha of a bas, a ben v'bas, v'chein shebeban shebebas. What my v'chein shebeben v'shebebas? Achas begabo v'achat acha b'kreiso. Remember, they're talking about the shtei saris. Where are these two hairs? If they're in two completely different areas, and they cannot be mitztaref anyway. Hi, chatzi dovo v'chatzi edusu, and therefore that's nothing. Ela echodoyim a shtayim begabo v'echodoyim a shtayim b'kreiso. each one is testifying about two hairs. Problem is, it's not the same two hairs. So that's the discussion. Can they be mitzdarif? Okay. Says the Gemara Amar Yosef, Ano Amino Mishmei Deula. I heard in the name of Ula Halacha Kirvish Rabin Korcha Bein Bekarkois Bein Bemetaltalin. The Rabbanon the Osim Mechuzah Omri Omar of Zera Mishmei Dera Bekarkois in Avaloi Bemetaltalin. So again, we have various opinions as to when exactly do we paskin like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Rav Latame. Now, Rav is the one who says that we paskin like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha in Karkois and not Metaltalin. What's the difference? Because remember, Metaltalin, as we just said, it must be a different coin. Not only is it a different story, it's a different coin. And that follows Rav's reasoning. What did Rav say? Rav said, he made me make a distinction between Hoidoya acha Hoidoya and Hoidoya acha Halva mitztarefi. Remember we had this? If the Hoidoya comes afterwards, one Eidos says, I saw the loan, and the next Eidos says, well, I saw that he admitted to the loan. So that could be referring to the same event. What does it mean he admitted there was a loan? It could be he admitted to the exact loan that was being testified about by the other aid. But halva acha halva halva acha hido, then lo mitztarefi. Why not? Because if each one says there was a halva, then obviously it's talking about a different coin. Ashkechei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua Amalei Mai Shno Halva Ach Halva Deloi. Why are you telling me that if they testify about two different halvas, that's not mitztarif? The mona the kochazi high, because the coin that this one saw, loy kochazi high, that's not the one that the other one saw. Is ha haidoya acha haidoya nami, when there's admission, right? Reuven says there was admission on Sunday. Shimon says there was an admission on Monday. Amona de kamoy de kami high, loy mo de kami high. Omalei, no. Lahai Basra, he said to the second one, he said to the second aide, Bahai Monad o Iduilech Kamoch, o Iduile Nami Kamaploimi. Actually, he said, the very coin that I'm admitting in front of you about is precisely the coin and the loan that I've admitted in front of the other one. So it's not an admission about two separate loans. Akati Basra Yoda, but Kamo Lo Yoda, but the first guy didn't know that. Meaning, the first aid, he went up to the first aid and admitted there's a halva, but he didn't tell him that I'm about to tell another aid. So the more, yes, he did. The Hoda Ozel Amalela Kama, he then went and told the first one, the high mona, the oidele kamoch, that mona that I admitted in front of you, oidele nami kami ploini. So for each aid, is perfectly aware, not only was there an admission, but there's also a statement by the admitter that I'm going to tell another aid. So for, even though at the moment there are no two aidim, so the two aidim are in fact testifying about two different admissions, but at least each one was aware of the other one's presence. Omale tanuach daitcha shehisnachto es daiti. Omale, what does that mean? Mai nichusa derova v'itemer av sheisha es shodibo narga lav hainu hoido acha halvo. That was an interesting expression, which the Gemara says, you cut down trees, and then you go and plant them. So it's over here, you ask kashas, you give tirutzim. Okay. Nahardoi omri, bein oido achoido, bein oido achalvo, bein alvo achalvo, bein alvo achoido, mitztarifois. Every single case is always mitztarif. Come on, Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Remember, Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, we keep having to come back to Rav Yeshua ben Korcha's opinion. What is Rav Yeshua ben Korcha's opinion? That two Eidim, as long as they are saying the same thing at the end of the day, even though they're testifying about two completely different stories, it doesn't matter. Therefore, the fact that it was a different admission or a different loan is all irrelevant. In every single case, those two Eidim are mitztarif. Now, Omar Rav Yehuda, Eidos Hamakheshes Zu Ezu, the Bedikos. Eidos Hamakheshes Zu Ezu. What does it mean, Makheshes Zu Ezu? So you remember we discussed this, although this is not so much our topic, but Ezra Sashem, we will see more about this in the fifth parak. Remember we discussed there's a very big distinction between Chakirois and Bedikos. Chakirois are the basic investigative questions, and bedikos are the further details. So if we ask them, what day did this happen? And one says it was Tuesday, and the other one says it was Friday. So obviously we throw those edus out. But what happens if you ask a side detail? Tell me, what was the weather that day? And one says it was raining, the other one says, no, it was sunny. Would we throw out those edus as well? That's not a hakir, that's a bedika. Bedika means it's an investigation of a side issue. It's not the main body of the edus. So the Gemara is telling us over here, the edus hamakheshes zuizu, edim who actually do contradict each other, but bedikois, if it's just an issue of bedikois, kshera bedine momenus. If it's in dine momenus, obviously we are less strict. We are always less strict in dine momenus than we are in the case of dine nefoshos. Therefore, even though in dine nefoshos, we might throw this edus out, but not in the case of dine momenus. Omar, Rav, Mistabra Milse. Rava says it's mistabit, logical, this in Yinder of Yehuda, be'echad oima ba'arnaki shechayra, ve'echad oima ba'arnaki levona. If one says that the wallet was black, and the other one says the wallet was white, yes, then I agree that the fact that there's a contradiction in the edus doesn't really bother me. But, aval echad oima mona shechayr, ve'echad oima mona levon, if the contradiction is not about the color of the wallet, but actually the type of the coin, now that's a pretty important detail. That's not just a side issue of what color was the wallet. We're actually talking about the coin. Then, ein mitzdarfin, because that contradiction we cannot absorb because it's too basic, because it's dealing with the actual body of the story, i.e. what was the actual coin. So if there's a contradiction, those two edim cannot be mitzdarf. Says the Gemara, what about the equivalent in dinei nefashis? Says the Gemara, V'arnaki shchayra b'dinei nefashis loy, V'ha'omar avchis te'echad oima b'sayef, horgoy, V'echad oima b'ariraron horgoy, ein zeh nochay. If there is a debate about the actual weapon of murder, then ein zeh nochay, that those two edim cannot be mitzdarf. If one said they was wearing white clothes or black clothes, well, obviously the color of the clothes that the murderer was wearing at the time is not so significant. It would be mitztarif. So you see that what?
Yeah.
We're making a distinction between momenus and nefoshes, and there's a special leniency in bedikas in momenus. We see this opinion says that even in nefoshos, where there's a discrepancy in bedika, it's like what color were his shoes? That's not very significant. That's fine. So why are you telling me that there's a chiluk between momenus and nefoshos? There isn't. Says the Gemara on the top line again. The same teretz, gavra karomis. It's a machlekes. Don't ask me a kasha from one amoira to another amoira. I hold that there's a distinction between momenus and nefoshes, you're quoting me an opinion that says there's no difference. Beseda is entitled to his opinion, but I happen to disagree. Top line. Nahardoi omri afilu echad oimer mone shochair ve echad oimer mone lovon. That's also mitzdarfim. Even if there's a discrepancy in the basic detail, like what type of coin, that's mitzdarf. Once again, why? Kaman krebishua ben korcho. Once again, for the fifth time already, we're coming back to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho's opinion, which is that even if they're talking about two different events, it doesn't matter, says the Gemara. Excuse me, this is too far-fetched. Eimer deshomaleh Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. When did Rabbi Shua ben Korcho say that even two different events can be testified about? That's only heicha deloy makhashia hadodi. That's when there's no contradiction. So if Reuven says, if one aide says there was a loan on Sunday, one says there was a loan on Monday, that's not a contradiction. It just happens to be that the two aidim are not talking about the same event. That's when Rabbi Shua ben Korcho says they can be mitzdarif. But Eicha de Makhash Yadodi, when they actually contradict each other, mi Omar, who in the world said, how do you know Rabbi Shua ben Korcho says those two aidim can be mitzdarif? He's only said they can be mitzdarif when they're talking about the different events, because as long as the upshot of their edus is the same. But when there's a contradiction between the two edim, he never said that. So therefore, this opinion in Nahardoi, when Nahardoi says that even if one says it was this type of coin, the other says it was a different other type of coin, Why are you telling me that's okay? Why are those Edom and Mitzarif? Don't call that Rabbi Shlomo ben Korcha. We have no proof that Rabbi Shlomo ben Korcha would hold that's okay. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elohu da'oma ki hai tana. There's a different Tana. There's a different Tana that holds that even a contradiction can be absorbed. Why? The Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Loi nechleku beishamai beishilel al shtei kitei Edom. When is there a machloikas between beishamai beishilel? Not when there's two groups of Edom. Achas emeres Mosayim v'achas emeres Mone. Sheyesh b'chal Mosayim Mone. Even though that's a contradiction, but one incorporates the other, because 100 is part of 200, there's no machlekes. Alman nechleku, alkat achas. If there's one group of Edom, shebei shamay oimrim, now there's a stira between the two Edom, not just the two groups. So what is the discussion? So here, bei shamay says, nechleku hoedusam yisal oimrim, no, yesh bechlal masayim mone. Again, even if it's two Edom in one group, never mind two different groups, yesh bechlal masayim mone. Even though there's a contradiction. So I see that what? That there is an opinion out there that holds in the name of Beis Hillel, and maybe that's what Naharadoy held as well, that even if there's a contradiction between two Edom, but as long as there is some common ground, that will suffice. Echad oimer chavis shel yayin, ve'echad oimer chavis shel shemen. What happens if one says it was a barrel of wine and one says it was a barrel of shemen? Now, that l'chayra is not only a contradiction, but there's no common ground. If it was wine, then it's not oil. And if it's oil, then it's not wine. So l'chayr, in that case, everybody would agree that those two Edom cannot be mitzarif. Says the Gemara, there was a story like that, Hava Uvda. This story actually happened, v'osi l'kamid Rav Ami, chayvei Rav Ami l'shlumei lei, chavita d'chamra, migu chavita d'mishcha. He actually, yes, he required him to pay a barrel of wine, at least the value of a barrel of shemen. How can that be? Kaman, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar? Eim adom Rabbi Shimon Elazar, heichad yesh b'chlal mosayim mone, b'ki hai gavn mi omar. Like we said, if one says 100 and one says 200, then I agree that 100 is actually part of 200. But don't tell me that shemen is part of wine. It's not. Shemen is one type of liquid, and wine is a different type of liquid. So why was he mechayev? They're saying two completely different things. Says the Gemara, no, you missed out one detail of the story. Loi tzricha ledomi. The machleikas between the two Edom was not wine or shemen. It was the domi. It was the value of shemen or the value of wine. That's what they were having machleikas about. The value of a barrel of wine is $500. The value of a barrel of shemen is $200. So that was the machlokes. So then once again, 200 is part of 500, so at least you can be machayev in 200. Echad oimer b'diuta ha'elyoina ve'echad oimer b'diuta ha'tachtoina. One says that the loan took place, he was on the top stair of a staircase, and the other one says he was on the bottom stair of the staircase. Omer of Chanina ma'isa ba'alafonai l'fnei Rebbe v'tziref edusan. And he was mitzaref the edus. Why was he mitzaref the edus? Like we said before, because whether it took place on the top stair or the bottom stair is really an irrelevant detail to this story. This was the last piece of Gemara.
Just one quick question. So when we say the mitzarif, it's only in the case of the barrel 200, 500, it's only mitzarif on the 200.
100%. Yeah. Now, uminayin l'chashayetze, when they emerge from Bezdin, remember we said that the Dayanim are not allowed to say to the defendant, I'm very, very sorry. Actually, I voted in your favor, but I was outvoted because the other two Dayanim voted against you. That's Lashon Hara or Rechilas. Tana Rabbanon Minayin, Lekashayetze. How do we know that when he leaves the Bezdin, Lo Yoimar, he should not say the Hareini Mezake. I was Mezaki, I found you innocent. What should I do? V'chaveiro imachayvin. No, don't say that. Aval ma'ese, what should I do? Shechaveiro irabu alai. My fellow Dayanim outnumbered me, so I was outvoted. What should I do? No, you mustn't do that. Talmud Loima, Loi Seilech Rachel Ba'amecha, Voima Hoilech Rachel, Tzeposik in Mishle, Megales Seid. Hahu Talmida, the Nofik Olea Kale de Goli Milsa. There was a certain Talmud where there was a rumor about him that he was precisely, he was going around actually saying this. I was Mazakeh, he was Machayev. The Goli Mills at the Itam Bay Midrasha, Basa Esrin Vitaratin Shnin. 22 years later, Afkir of Ami Mamei Midrasha. Rav Ami heard about this, he threw him out the base of Medrash. Even though it wasn't current events, but it was just now discovered that 22 years ago, you went around saying, I was made him innocent, and we don't want to have a Lashon Hara, tell her in our base of Medrash, Omar, and he said, Dane, Gali Razia, this person is a secret revealer, and therefore we're not having him in our Beis Din. Zot the Heilige Mishnah calls man shemevi raya soiseres adin. The general rule is, as long as you bring a proof to your innocence, then you can be soiseres adin. You can annul the judgment. However, if they say specifically omaloi kol raya sheish lachahave mikan at shloshim yoim, what happens if they gave him a deadline? If they didn't give him a deadline, and he just shows up 25 years later with a proof of his innocence, then fine. It's your prerogative to bring further evidence and will overturn the initial ruling. But if they gave you a 30-day deadline, then we have a machlekes. Motza b'toich shloshim yoim soiser. But if it's lacha shloshim yoim ein soiser. Omer b'shim gamliel, why? Maya says, what did you want of him? Shaloi motza b'toich shloshim motza lacha shloshim. It's not his fault. Just because you gave him a 30-day deadline, why is it his fault that on day 31, all of a sudden he discovered Edim? So we have a machlokes whether you can bring, whether you can be limited to a certain type of deadline. That's one case. Then we had another case, which we call the Raya Achroina, because it's the last case. And that is, Omar loy hove eidim v'omar, the magic words, ainli. Remember those magic words? He says, I don't have. If you emphatically state that I don't have eidim, or Omar hove raya, or bring a proof, a shtar, v'omar ainli raya, and then ulaachazman hevi raya or motza edim harizah enoi klum. That's nothing. And once again, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Why does the Tanna Kamma say it's nothing? Because it's very suspicious. We can't say he's a vadei liar, but it certainly raises the alarm bells. If you emphatically stated you don't have a proof, and then all of a sudden you suddenly show up with a proof, then that looks a little bit suspicious. So we can't accept that. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel once again says, why? I don't see what is so suspicious about that. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel once again, Maya says, what did you want him to do? At the end of the day, Shaloi hoyo yoideya, he didn't know, sheyesh loy eidim or motza eidim. Or loy hoyo yoideya, sheyesh loy raya or motza raya, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why is that suspicious? He genuinely thought that there were no Edim. How's he supposed to know that two Edim would suddenly show up and say, you know something? We saw the event and you're innocent. Oh, thank you so much. I never realized you were watching. Why is that suspicious at all? So those are the two cases, Raya Rishoino and Raya Achreino. Says the Gemara, Rosh Mischayev Bedin. Here there's no machlekes. If he sees that he's about to be declared guilty and all of a sudden, V'omar, quickly, kirvu plain, you're plain, v'yoiduni. I've got two edim after all. That is highly suspicious. Oy shehoitzi raya mitachas pundosa. He suddenly produces a shtar from his pocket. Harizah enoi klum. Everybody would agree, even Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not going to say, well, he must have suddenly realized he's got a shtar in his pocket all along. No. If you're in the Beis Din and you see things are not going your way and you suddenly produce a shtar from your pocket, then clearly that is very, very suspicious. But if you produced it a month later, so it could well be discovered it a month later. Zot the Gemara. Omar Rabba Baravuna Alocha, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. In which case, in the 30-day case, we paskan like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, which means that the 30-day timeline is ignored. It's not his fault if he only found it on day 31 or year 31. Not only that, he then emphasized, doesn't that sound like the same thing twice? The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel and not like the Chachamim. That's the same thing, says the Gemara Pshita. Well, obviously, given the halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel, mameili yodan, obviously I know the in halacha ka Chachamim. No. Mao de tema, I might have thought, hani mila lechatchila, avul dieved shaper domi. Maybe it's true, we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that what? Lechatchila, that he can bring a proof later on. But in the event, b'dieved, that we've already been mechayev him, maybe b'dieved will say, fine, we're going to go with the Rabbonon. B'dieved. So it's true. Lechatchila, I'd still give him the opportunity to bring Eidos 30 days later. But if I've already been machayev the guy, maybe I'm not going to overturn the din, at least b'di eved. Rashi says, "Di ovad karabonon mahader uvda." If he in fact did like rabonon, so maybe we would follow that because they are the roiv. Says the Gemara, "No, kamash v'lon. We absolutely do not go with rabonon. We 100% go with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel." Says the Gemara, "Kamash v'lon di ovid mahadrinon lei." Kamash v'lon. That no, whatever happens, we will always overturn the din because we 100% go with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, which is the 30-day deadline rule is irrelevant. It's not his fault. How can he be restricted to 30 days? You didn't realize that on day 31, Edim would show up. What about the second case? Says the Gemara, Omar Lehova Edim or Reb Shimon Gamliel. Here it's the other way around. Omar Rabba Bahun, Omar Biechman, Halacha Kedivri Chachomim. Over here, we go with the Chachomim that what? That once you said those magic words, Ein Li, you cannot after that backtrack. Isn't that the same thing again? Pshita. So why are you telling me the same thing twice? No. Omar Komash Malon, what he was trying to stress was the Bahahi, Ein Alocha Kerb Shimon ben Gamliel. In this particular case, we don't pask like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Bahobakulu, but everywhere else in Shas, every single case, that's what he was stressing. Over here, we don't pask like Reb Shimon Gamliel with a clear insinuation that every other case, we do pask like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why did he feel that he needed to stress that? La fuke mehod omar Rabbi Chana, omar Rabbi Yechanan. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? That kol mokim shishan Reb Shimon Gamliel b'mishnah seinu. Wherever we learn Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah, halacha kemoisei chutz, in three cases, Orev Tzidon and Raya Achroino. So Rabbi Yechelen said that there are three cases that we don't pass on Reb Shimon Gamliel. Our Gemara is telling us that no, it's only in this case, but every other case we do pass on Reb Shimon Gamliel, and that's what he was emphasizing, that over here we don't go with Reb Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Hahu Yenuka, there was this child, Tavu Ladina, they brought him to Bezdin. They clearly claim that he owes money, i.e. that his deceased father owes money, which he's got to pay up. And they brought him, Kamed Rav Nachman, Omale Islach Sadi, do you have any witnesses to prove your innocence? Omale Loi. Islach Raya, Omale Loi. So he's just said the magic words. He said, Ainli. So Chayver Rav Nachman, so he was Machayvim. Rachman says, once you say no, it's game over. As we've just explained, we do not pass on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so there is no recourse. Havakab bochi v'ozel, so he wept and he cried. Shamu hanach inshi omrelei anon yadinon b'mili davucha. So some people heard about it. They said, oh, you know something? We actually know about your father's affairs and we can actually prove your innocence. So is there recourse now? Omar of Nachman, Baha, this is different. Afilu Rabbonon Moida, even the Rabbonon would be Moida that you can backtrack. Why is that? Even though the child said that there's no proof, and we said that once you said Ainli, you can't now backtrack. No, but here is different. Dianuka b'mili da'avua lo yoda, because a child cannot be expected to know about the father's possessions. I think Larry asked last time at the time, well, why is that only limited to a child? Maybe anybody, we could say the same. How's he supposed to know about his father's affairs? We'll see a bit more about that later on in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hahi Itza, there was this particular woman, the Nofak Shtara Mituse Yoda. A shtar suddenly appeared from her hands. Remember, she was the shlish. She was the escrow. Remember, we had this case that she was neither the borrower or the lender. Omrole, and she said, Yodano Bahai Shtara de Puriyahava. I happen to know that this shtar, even though it looks like it's in existence, so presumably the loan described within is still outstanding. No, I happen to know that it's been paid up. Hemne Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman believed her. Okay, you have nemonis. Why? Omale Rav Rav Nachman. Come on, why? Which opinion are you following? Who is she? All she's doing is holding the shtar. She's not really a significant person in history. She doesn't own the shtar. She's not a barabos over here. She's not the owner of the shtar. What are you going to tell me? We pass like Rebbe. That once you hand over the shtar, the letters, the content within is now owned by her. So she is the balabais of this shtar. Is that why you believe her? But we don't paskin like that. Omale, no, Shani Hocha over here is different. She has the magic migu. The boy kolse, if she wants, she could have ruined the shtar. She could have not produced the shtar at all. And then obviously the loan could never have been claimed. So now that she does produce the shtar, but claim that it's been paid, so she's believed because migu, she could have ruined the shtar. Ika de Omri, some have the aversion of the events the opposite way around. Loi hemni. Actually, she was not believed. Rav Nachman. Omale Rav Nachman, why? But surely she's got a migu vahoi boy kolse. Surely she's got a migu? No. Given the ischazik the beidina, because the bezdin actually saw the shtar. So she can hardly turn around and say, ah, oh, well, I could have ruined the shtar and denied that it ever existed. No, you couldn't have, because the bezdin actually saw it. Therefore, iboye kolse loy omrinon. Therefore, this claim of I could have ruined the shtar does not exist. Okay, well, we're going to hold it over here. We have less than an omad left. In mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will complete our chazara, and be'ezras Hashem yizborach, we're going to make a start to the fourth perek, echod dinim momenus in mitzvah Hashem.